Well, Israel says that it's considering more severe measures in retribution for the Palestinians over joining the International Criminal Court.
The Palestinians are violating all the agreements by taking unilateral steps in the UN or in The Hague. Then Israel is not so committed anymore to the agreements and memorandums. Once the Palestinians are violating all the basic commitments of the Oslo Accords and they are taking unilateral steps, Israel will react.
Well, Steins, who is a close associate of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, says that Israel shouldn't aid the Palestinian Authority's existence. Observers say he's suggesting a gradual dissolution of the PA. Tel Aviv may also file lawsuits against top Palestinian officials. Israeli Foreign Ministry also says Tel Aviv will, quote, switch from defense to attack mode. Earlier, Israel froze the transfer of tax revenues to the Palestinian Authority as a first practical reaction. Other revenues make up more than $120 million. Palestinians say Israel is committing piracy by freezing the revenues.
The Israeli government is employing a collective punishment on 4.5 million people. The Israeli government intends with such a decision to close Palestinian hospitals, to close Palestinian schools, social welfare associations, to make the authority unable to pay the salaries, so fathers and mothers will not be able to take back milk to their children or paying tuitions for their schools or paying for medical treatment or medical needs.
Well, under a deal signed in 1994, Israel transfers tens of millions of dollars each month to the Palestinian Authority. The tax revenues make up around two-thirds of the PA's annual budget. Israel also says it won't allow its servicemen to be prosecuted at the ICC.
The Palestinian Authority chose to confront the State of Israel, and we will not stand idly by. We will not allow Israeli soldiers and commanders to be dragged to the International Criminal Court at The Hague. The leaders of the Palestinian Authority are the ones who need to face justice for forging an alliance with Hamas's war criminals.
Well, let's cross over to Madison, Wisconsin, joined by American philosopher Mr. James Fetzer. Good to have you with us. Now, looking at the situation, Mr. Fetzer, basically Netanyahu is, it appears as if he's dealing with children and says that he will punish them, saying that his soldiers will not go to the ICC and also will punish now the Palestinians for trying to put a little bit more exertion on Israel. Your take of all of this?
Well, Israel violates international law at whim. It could care less about whether or not it's upholding any standards it has violated UN resolution after UN resolution. It's an example of a lawless state, roughly on a par with the United States, with all of its wars of aggression and violation of international law. But Netanyahu is not concerned about Israeli soldiers. Netanyahu is concerned about Netanyahu. If the International Criminal Court takes up Israeli government actions in the occupied Palestinian territories, it could well find specific officials, especially Benjamin Netanyahu, guilty of breaches of the Rome Statute of 2002, whose Article 7 forbids crimes against humanity, which are systematically repeated war crimes, including murder, forcible deportation or transfer of members of a group, torture, persecution of Palestinians as an identifiable group, and the crime of apartheid. Benjamin Netanyahu is worried about his own future here, given that the Palestinians have made this brilliant move of attempting to bring their case before the International Criminal Court.
Well, let's look at that. They're trying to bring their case in front of the ICC. Do you think that it will actually happen? If we look at the genocide that takes place throughout this world of ours, and then we look at those who have actually ever been taken to the ICC, many would say it's a very lopsided situation. So is it likely that Israel, that seems to have impunity, would actually be made to stand trial at the ICC?
Well, if there were any justice in the world, it would be a done deal. Israel belongs in front of the ICC. There's no question about it. I'm astonished that even the New York Times, in publishing a lengthy discussion of it, observed that some legal scholars thought the United Nations estimates that only about 1,500 civilians were killed in Gaza might not meet the court's threshold for unimaginable atrocities that deeply shocked the conscience of humanity. It shocked my conscience. I know no one whose conscience was not shocked if they think a mere 1,500 deaths for violent crimes for an illegal invasion of Gaza is not sufficient to bring it before the World Court. I'm not quite clear why the World Court should exist.
All right, and on that note, appreciate you being with us. Hannah Madison, American philosopher James Fetzer.